Well, good morning, and it's Radio Fishing Time. And this is Fish and Frank, and we're going to do an international show today. Yes, we're going across the pond, and it's rather appropriate. It's the day after Boxing Day. You know, everybody had a big day yesterday, Boxing Day, you know, a big thing all around the world. Well, maybe not so much here, but, you know, it is a big thing in other places. And we have our English John with us today. Where are you from, John?
I'm from the south coast of England, Frank, a city called Portsmouth.
Yeah. So, obviously, well, I appreciate you agreeing to come on the show. And so how you doing?
Well, I'm having a good time. I mean, every time I come over here, it's like a family. I'm catching fish. I'm learning. I'm eating too much.
So you don't agree with Jeremy Clarkson on Top Gear. He knows America sucks. He just hates America. So you disagree with Jeremy, huh?
Well, Jeremy's a sad man. He's a very sad man. I came over here about 8 years ago. Didn't know any of you. Came in, first day. One of your guys served me. I said I was over for a few weeks. Wanted to do a bit of fishing. And from there on, I haven't looked back. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. I don't fish in England. I've got no wish to fish in England, but I get over here. I try and get over as much as I can. And I always say to the guys back home, you put that shrimp in the water and you never know what you're going to get. You could have a 3-inch snapper or whatever.
A 300-pound jewfish. There's just no way to know.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The best part about fishing here. It really is. Charlotte Harbor and this southwest Florida area, you can be in a canal, throw out a little piece of shrimp, and get a 40-inch snook.
Yeah.
Or a catfish or a snapper.
Yep.
We have a short list would be snook, redfish, trout, jacks, mangrove snappers, sailcats, hardheads, sometimes there's goliath grouper, gag grouper, black drum, spadefish, silver jennies, it just goes on and on.
Yep.
Atlantic croakers,
yep.
You know.
I bet
if we actually sat down and thought there'd be 20 species of fish available to catch in the canals, not including when you get in the harbor and then you got the Gulf and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to England. I've been fortunate enough to be able to travel. Selling fishing tackle has taken me through a lot of Europe, Central America, most of North America, and a little bit of Canada. And it's just funny to me because when I was over there, I was working for a company out of Munich, Germany, actually out of Heimstetten, and we get into England, we're going there to buy wax coats. Now, are wax coats still a big thing there?
Not so much now.
Okay.
No.
In the early 90s, they still were.
Yeah.
It's a heavy canvas jacket,
yeah.
And it's has wax impressed right into the fabric. And, boy, those things are warm and dry.
Yeah.
But expensive.
It was very popular with the old men in England, so that would have suited you.
Yes,
pretty good.
Yes, I got to tell you. Although back when I was in Europe, I was actually fairly young back then. I was still pretty vital. I was loading trucks and running stairs. And, you know, the guy hired me, and I wasn't happy with the crew he had. So I got rid of them all, did it all myself.
Yeah.
And then I took the place of the three guys. But that was fair back then.
Yeah.
I was three guys back then. But fishing in England is a lot different because do they do the stocking and all that like we do here? Now, I know in a lot of Europe, they don't. They figure let nature do what nature does.
Yeah. I think most probably that's one of the reasons why I like fishing over here. I know there's a lot of rules and regulations, but you do believe in conserving the species. I had the misfortune of coming over here about 4 years ago, when you had all that bad weather and the snook died in their thousands. And I was out fishing one morning and dead fish floating on the water, and it breaks your heart, because I catch and release. I don't keep the fish, and from day one, I've kept a book every day where I've gone fishing, what I've caught, only for my own benefit.
But now, if anything happens to you, I want in your will that. That's willed to me. I want to be in your will, John. I want that book.
Well, I've got to be honest.
You know, I had another friend who did that. But, I mean, it was 40 years worth of snook catching,
yeah.
What the moon was, the tide yeah. was, and everything else.
Yeah.
And him and his buddy did it for close to 40 years together. And when his buddy passed away, he actually got inebriated and burned the darn book.
Oh.
I could have killed him. I never looked at him the same way twice. I said, you know, that was my fortune in that book.
Yeah.
I could have sold that thing. I could have made a fortune on that book.
Well, I don't keep the book for any specific reason.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to use it to make money when you're dead. You know, you don't have to be alive for this, John.
I should be looking over your shoulder.
So, anyway, so what you fish mostly, I mean, you go out with different boats and stuff
yeah.
like that, but you like fishing the docks and the canals.
Yeah, I do. It's, you know, it's for me, it's peaceful. Like I say, you never know what you're going to catch. One thing I have learnt is if you're fishing, don't fall asleep, because that is fatal. But no, I'm happy wherever I fish. The bridges.
Well, now, you fished El Jimain and Placida. Do you have a favorite pier? Bayshore, Lashley, Ponce. Let's see. I know you fished Bayshore, Lashley, Ponce de Leon. Let's see, Port Charlotte Beach, El Jimain, Placida.
Yeah.
If you had to pick out of those.
I think Lashley. You've got the room there. You've got the space. I've tried Bayshore. But when you get a guy coming down with about, on this particular day, he had 10 rods. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I'd have a job with 2 rods.
Now, isn't that, and let's say, in if I was going to speak English, I would say wanker.
Yeah.
10 rods and just spread everything out all over the pier.
Yeah, that's
just
like,
total wanker.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't really want to say that. You know,
it's Fishing Frank's show.
I'm trying to be typically English, but yes, wanker does come to mind. I mean, how you can possibly fish with that, you know.
It's just being rude.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah. If you got, you know, 1 or 2 poles out, you're actually going to do something. When you got 10 or 15 poles, it's just ridiculous. It takes up all the room on the pier. It's just inconsiderate, and it's rude.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And when the tide starts swinging and all the lines get tangled up and, you know, you get lost.
I agree with you.
It's not often, but I get lost for words.
Yeah.
It's not very
often.
That's
why I was trying to help you out.
Yeah, thank you very much. But Lashley, for me, there's a real good selection. I like to get down there when it's still dark. I've actually fished there a few times all night. And, again, you never know what you're going to catch. But if you've got the right tackle with you and you don't mind fishing with one, then changing and fishing with something else, I got to be honest, Frank, I just love it. I just love it.
Well, the nice thing about Lashley is it's lit up. It's got concrete pier, and it's got nice side rails on it. Plus, it has a water on there, so you can clean your hands.
Yeah.
You've got lights. You've got a little bit of facilities. I don't know if they still have the bathrooms open there or not. They kind of come and go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've tried El Jimain quite a few times. It's good fishing there, but there are so many obstructions in the water.
That's what makes it good fishing,
right.
But it makes it a booger to try and keep from not getting snagged up all the time.
Well, usually, if I'm going to El Jimain, I'll come into you first thing in the morning, a couple of packets of hooks, and I'm ready to go, sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, you want, when you're going to fish El Jimain, you want extra hooks, extra sinkers, extra leader, because you know you're going to get broke off. The pier itself was actually a railroad bridge, and when I first started fishing that bridge, railroad trestle, their trains would come and you would go underneath and crawl down on the pilings and you did it once because you didn't want to walk all the way back to the end. But after you did it the first time, you would run to the end of the pier, get off of that, because those big cars going 2 miles an hour and the whole thing swaying back and forth. I mean, Europe has 200-mile-an-hour rail systems, and they go like a streak of lightning, and they're beautiful, and they're comfortable. And then you come to the U.S., and they're doing 2 miles an hour, and the whole thing's swaying 15, 20 degrees as it goes by you. And you're like, ah.
But I understand that part of that trestle, did it catch fire or something? And it
only
went...
only when it was a fishing pier.
Ah, right.
Never when it was a railroad trestle.
Yeah.
When it was a railroad trestle, it was perfect. But we didn't have, we have some, well, let's call them white trash. And they go out there and they're just, I don't care what group of people you have in the world and what color they are. You have ignorant, stupid people, and you've got very nice people, and then some are a little more extraordinary, some much less extraordinary. And for some reason or another, for several years, and believe it or not, we have much less now, but for a few years, we had... let's say, very less than extraordinary people here. And they would go out and build fires on the darn pier, on a wooden pier. They're building a darn fire. And they said, well, it was a cigarette fell into the ashes. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah,
it couldn't have been the guy sitting out there with the lighter fluid, the charcoal, putting his, you know, trying to start a fire or cook fish on the pier. You know, some people just, natural selection should have took over. He should have had the fire between him and the shore. That would have been better.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I mean, very little patience for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you're really that dumb, do you really need to be walking around, you know, endangering the rest of us? So, yes, Fish and Frank's supposed to be the nice guy, but maybe not always.
No.
But at least I'm more real than most. But it's so much fun here. As you tell, our store is just a little different.
You know? Yes.
Well, it ain't no boutique. But
well, the very first time I came in here, I'd stopping at a motel just down the road, and I came in here, and I suppose it was like Santa's Grotto.
Santa's Grotto. Okay.
Now, Santa's Grotto is filled with Christmas things and so on, and I sort of came in and I started on my left-hand side and taking the eye photographs, click, 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 and I mean, as the years have gone by, how you've managed to get 10 gallons into a pint pot, I do not know. But, I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
For people like myself coming over on holiday and so on, it's not only a question of buying your rod and your reel and your tackle and so on, but it's the information that all the guys here... I was outside here this morning. You've got a young guy working for you, Andrew.
Yeah.
And he was explaining to this guy where to go fishing, what to do. And it was, in England, we would say, an old head on young shoulders. Because what he was explaining to this guy... And after hearing all that, you can't but go out and start to catch some fish.
Well, Andrew's been here actually several years. He's 21. I think he started here when he was 16, I think. I don't remember. But, yeah, he's quite an extraordinary young man. We're very lucky to have him.
Yeah.
And soon to be a charter boat captain. But anyway, now you've got all these years of fishing the piers, fishing the canals, all these other things. You've been out fishing on many, many boats. If you're going to go today, where are you going to go? What would be the best pier? What kind of bait? And what do you think you're going to catch there?
Well, that's a difficult one because...
None of these British excuses.
Yeah.
None of these British excuses. You're not backing out of this one. Come on. Which pier and what's going to be there?
I think I would have to come back to Lashley because you've got more space to fish. I've been put on to the gold mustard hooks, number ones and number twos. I use them. Fresh shrimp. I use your frozen shrimp. But I've found this trip, which I've not really done before, that I've broken the shrimp and I've used smaller pieces of shrimp. And I've been quite surprised.
Catching more fish.
I've been here 2 weeks, I've caught, and this is almost a god, it's in my Bible,
yeah,
which you can read when I die.
Okay.
Yeah. I've caught 105 fish so far.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what kind of fish do you think you're going to catch over at Lashley today?
Come on,
here's your prediction. Here's the time to get out that...
Well, you know. I'll tell you, one of the guys that works here, I went with his son on Christmas Eve.
You went with Greg's son...
Jake.
Jake.
We were on Lashley Pier, and he called me and he said, "Here, John, come over here quick." And we looked over the side, and there was a black drum just tooling along in the water. Now, it's the biggest drum I've ever seen. I mean, he was...
4 feet long,
big.
Couple of feet high.
That's
big
right.
Big fish. Yep.
Yeah.
And they get 60, 80 pounds over there.
Yeah. And it was huge. And I was really glad, because at my age, I'm 69, if I'd have hooked into that, I'd have needed a crane and a... The EMS and
maybe a defibrillator system.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, so Lashley up here, there is Spanish mackerel around there right now.
Yeah.
There's black drum on the bottom, some Atlantic croakers, a little bit of whiting. We do have sea trout going in and out of there right now. So, Lashley would be a good spot, especially it is such a nice, comfortable pier to fish.
Yes, very true.
But anyway, John, I really appreciate you coming on this radio fishing with us, and thank you so much. How long before you head back to England?
I've extended it this time, so I've got about another 10 weeks.
That's good.
So
that's great to have you here.
Yeah.
If you're around the store and you see this grumpy old fart, badgering on...
Oh, that's got to be you, Frank.
Yeah, badgering on in some language you can't understand. You know, I mean, he does speak English, after all, you know. So
yeah.
If you're there, say hi to English, John. And anyway, this is Fish and Frank, and we're going to be wrapping up this episode of Radio Fishing. And thanks again, John. It's been a
riot. Thank you, Frank, very much.
And really enjoyed the friendship over the
years.
So
have I.
So, anyway, we're going to let you go. John's best guess, if you go to Lashley and you don't catch fish, I will tell you when John's in the store, and you can come in and give him the royal hard time. So, anyway, it's December 27th, 2013, and we just wrapped another Radio Fishing.